Rita, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi there. You were just talking about testosterone and oxytocin improving muscle strength.
Yes, ma'am.
Is one of those more effective than the other?
I don't know of any comparative analyses of that, ma'am, so I can't tell you for certain. But I would guess, and I'm just guessing, that the testosterone is more effective simply because it's something that is there at all times in both men and women after puberty, of course, and before menopause in women, of course, but it's there all the time. Oxytocin should be there all the time, but that declines with age, too. And secondly, as we all know, oxytocin is produced in enormous amounts during childbirth. Can't hurt a thing. It doesn't hurt the baby or the mummy, so it's safe to use. But insofar as the parameters comparing it to testosterone, I'm sorry, there aren't any. Now, another thing, though, the oxytocin does work on the what are called stem cells for muscle. So in other words, it'll help us make new muscle cells. And testosterone, it probably does the same, but that I haven't seen research on that. It is known to keep the muscle cells that we've got, though, keep them stronger and keep them, our muscle mass from declining.
So the oxytocin may make more stem cells.
Make more muscle stem cells, which turn into muscle cells.
Yeah. And that, whereas testosterone will at least maintain.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, the reason I have that question is because some years ago I had a prolapsed colon and they had to take out about a foot of colon. And now I have a problem that whatever muscles that are there now are not doing a good job of pushing the feces out. And so I'm trying to find some way to strengthen those muscles or something so it will push them out instead of just build them up.
Well, as long as you don't use a higher than normal for ladies quantity of testosterone, that's definitely worth trying. And, of course, oxytocin kind of sky's the limit, particularly for women. So you could try those two things. The other thing that comes to mind is that somebody told me they got help with acupuncture when they had that kind of a problem. In fact, it was the exact same problem, having so much colon removed, and that helped.
Really?
But those, yes, really, ma'am. I'm not kidding. That's just what she told me. So it's a case, it's an N of one, as they call it. But still, those are three things worth considering.
Okay, and the other brief question I had is about macular degeneration. I talked to you a while ago and about trying to head it off, and you told me to check at the clinic for possible causes besides lack of nutrients, and you said there was a test for that. So when I went to my doctor at the clinic, I told him about that, and he didn't seem to have a clue. So I think I need to kind of, you know, find out more.
Well, here we go, ma'am. It's very simple. It's the hair mineral analysis. It tells us how well the nutrients are getting into our bodies. And you can spot if they're not getting in up to average, you can spot that right away on a hair mineral analysis. And then you just look for the two common causes behind that. And those happen to be, again, low stomach acidity and gluten sensitivity. And there are specific tests for those, but you don't start there. You start by seeing if the minerals are absorbing well in the first place, and if they are, you don't need those follow-up tests. And if they're not, you do.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too, ma'am.